Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you in part by Shine Papers, the inventors of 24-karat gold papers, cones, and cigar wraps. Enjoy a luxury smoking experience that shows everyone you don't smoke regular. Even your ashes are gold. With Shine Papers, don't be at the party, be the party. Go to shinepapers.com and use the code Doug for 10% off your first order.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and we've got three guests, three terrific guests. Michael McDonald, Todd Glass, and Kimberly Congdon are here, everybody. Yeah, in order from there to there. What do you got going on there, Todd?
They're my dates, and I figure...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to throw it out.
I won't crumble it up and throw it away.
No.
I'll make sure to get to it later.
Okay, let me take care of it then.
No, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to put it away.
In your pocket?
Yeah, I'm going to put it down.
All right, what about this one here?
I thought somebody will freeze. Somebody at home will freeze on it, then they'll know all my dates, and then we don't got to worry about
it. Oh, that's terrific. Nobody at home's going to do that. So... we'll say...
Doug, people say be nicer to me.
We'll say...
My mom particularly.
We'll say your dates very explicitly at the end. I know that, you get a little too high for that.
I'm fine.
For the promotional part of it. But thanks for being back. We got two newbies and an old bee. The oldest of our old bees. How many times have you been on now, Todd?
I think about... Eight or nine?
Six or nine or ten or something?
Yeah.
You're like the Doug Benson of At Midnight. And let's start with Kimberly. Kimberly, of course, I met her because she's a year-long regular on the Kill Tony podcast.
I was.
Performing every week. Mm-hmm. And I got to judge her sometimes. And we became friends. And she said, I want to come smoke on your show. And I said, let's do it.
Yeah, it was dope. I was excited.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And Michael McDonald, we got him through somebody on Twitter said something like, you should have Michael McDonald on, or you should go on Getting Doug with High. And you wrote back, yeah, okay.
No, it was more than that. It was like, I'd love to. Like,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, I'd love to. And then, but I've never smoked with you before, I don't believe.
No.
And I didn't think of you as a pot smoker.
We've known each other a very long time, but not well.
Right, just running into each other at the gym. A lot.
We
saw each other at Gold's Gym all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And but you, how much do you smoke? Are you like a regular?
No, I wish I smoked more, but I don't have enough friends that smoke pot.
Really?
Yeah, everyone's dropping out.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, because of family and can't think of
the
any
law.
Any other good reason.
Jake Adams.
The law. Well, the laws are
the law
changing.
Is turning.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But since it's almost 20 after the hour. And it's 5:20 somewhere here almost, and it'll be 4:20 somewhere else, like in Anchorage and Juneau. It'll be 4:20. I assume all of Alaska, but Fairbanks possibly, Nome. Of course, I know him. He's my brother. So let's everybody grab a lighter and some sort of pipe off the table. Oh, I know it's ruined already. Weed Jenga, bam! And all of them are filled with sativa right now.
Is that the energetic kind?
Mm-hmm. Do you ask that every time?
I know, I forget
I think
every
you do.
Time.
The sativa is Hawaiian Dream, and the indica today is Jupiter OG. So just grab one, you guys, and start huffing.
All right.
I'm assuming they've all been cleaned within an inch of their life.
Oh, yeah. No, we got a crack squad of one guy who is very good at cleaning these things. This thing it's still a little gross, but it was super gross at one point. He did a great job of cleaning it. And this is a brand new one, Todd. This one's from Chameleon Glass. They put my face in the middle of the bowl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that crazy?
Let me see that.
You want to hit it?
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, it felt good. Like, I was supposed to go out with dinner some people tonight, and they wanted me to go to Manhattan Beach. I go, I can't go to Manhattan Beach because I have to get high at 5 o'clock. They're like, what do you mean you have to get high? I go, I'm doing a show where I have to get high. I'm a responsible adult. It's not. And then they're like, all right, we'll have to go to dinner in LA. They go, what time are you getting high? I go, well, we do it at 5 o'clock, but I'm not ready to drive anywhere, you know, at 7. So you got to come to Hollywood area or wherever I live.
Oh yeah, good call. Don't give away where you live.
I can't drive. I can't drive high. Driving myself, I can't even be a passenger. I think everyone's going to hit us, and I lose my equilibrium.
I feel like I'm a better driver when I'm high.
I believe that maybe not better, but certainly I don't think it.
Certainly,
I don't
more
think it's
self-esteem.
A bad thing. Yeah. Well, you're very aware of being high and driving, and so you don't really mess around with it. Like, yeah. I've never been pulled over high driving. But also, this show recommends you never drive high.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And that's why we send an Uber.
God damn it. You know, one time, it is driving impaired, so I don't like to drive high either, but one time I was driving home from the Improv with Blake Wexler, give him a shout out, what the fuck. And, never mind.
Oh, I wish that was what happened every time you're telling a story nobody cares about. You just can't do it. Just give up.
Oh, jeez.
Although, speaking of Uber, my Uber driver almost killed me 3 times on my way here.
On the way here?
Yeah.
How many did we rate him yet? Did you say how many stars you want to give him?
Here's the thing. I feel like I'm such a puss. I'd be like, but don't give him a bad rating.
Yeah,
give him
I almost died. They should put the seat up on the passenger side. They don't think to. You know, like when you're sitting in
the leg room?
Yeah, like in a you know, when they think they'd figure that out. But
some do. That's the thing about it. It's this huge crapshoot.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that it's come to a point where, sorry, taxi drivers, I know a lot of you probably are watching this on your shift, but, you know, it's come to the point where I find Uber to be more reliably chill, relaxed ride somewhere than cabs.
You know what? You have to compare Uber to what cabs
you don't
were.
Have to yell. You're okay.
I'm afraid the mic went out. Remember, I'm not crazy about, hold on. So you have to compare Uber to what taxis were. Some people will complain about Uber, and I'm like, yeah, you're right about that. But compare it to taxis. Neither is perfect. You know, someone goes, well, with Uber, this. I go, yeah, it's the same with taxis. But I think overwhelmingly, I agree. You know, the taxis, they were hot. They couldn't get air in the back.
I just rode in a taxi from LAX here. I have to ask for the air conditioning to be turned on. There's a wall between the driver and me, and all the air conditioning units are in his side of the right. car, that's so he has to worse. Turn it up really high to cool me off at all.
Blowing past his body.
He had no idea where I wanted to go. Like, he had to enter it into a GPS, and he had to do that once we were already moving. So he's like driving the car and trying to enter the GPS. Can't understand. I keep saying it's Lindblad. It's a tough street, Lindblad.
Sure.
But it doesn't work. It's not easy to say or hear. But he kept. I go L I N D B, and he goes L I N D P. No B P. No B. Like that's the crazy conversation we're having while we're hurtling down the 405, and he still doesn't know exactly where he's taking me.
Trump 2016.
I think Uber's great. The only thing they need is an introvert button and an extrovert button. So when you get in, they know not to ask you like 1,000 questions about your whole life.
By the
way. Sometimes I'm in a good mood and I'm like, oh, I can talk to someone. But sometimes I'm late for a show and I want to look at my notes and I don't have time to.
You're talking
tell
about
them
the,
where
Uber,
I'm
the Uber.
Yeah, they
they're
need
a little
button.
Too chatty.
They need a button.
A lot of them are
extrovert.
Also. I'm also in comedy. And then you get. Oh. They do their acting.
You know what also gets them to
know? Oh, you don't have the choice.
You know
right
what now. Gets them to stop, though? Is if you just.
Choke them to death.
No.
No, it doesn't work.
I just say I have a yeast infection and they stop
just,
talking.
That's a good one. But I was going to say just give them one of these. Just right there. Just hold it up.
Just like a,
so they see it in the rearview mirror. And just they'll
but then
shut up.
But they rate you. That's the thing. Like, you can't do that because of the rating.
That guy gave me a great tip, but he flipped me off. For
can
no
I add
reason.
One more thing to this Uber this topic? I guess hot topics. I still say overwhelmingly it is great. But you would think I'm being totally serious. If I was the president of Uber. I would hope I'd be aware of one of the big problems and say exactly what you just said and say to all the drivers, send out a memo. Remember, Trust people's judgment. If they're talking, because sometimes I do, I'll talk away. You're just in a mood. It's not like it's, but they don't trust it.
A driver could assume that if they start the conversation, they might draw somebody out that would like to talk, but is shy initially.
Okay, here's what I say then.
Like, it's a relationship that you have to have, and you're asking for more. I like hers better, introverted, extroverted. Whoa. Because
I beat you.
It's like Uber, Uber Plus, Uber X. You know, we get a little bit of a choice.
Are you okay?
Yeah. But also, a lot of them don't talk to you. I find in LA, a lot of them don't talk to you because it's just their English isn't their first language anyway.
That's so my favorite.
I feel like I didn't
rather
express
just drive. My favorite is
I feel like I didn't get my point out, to be honest.
They tend to pick you up with no music on.
Ten this, ten that, but. I'm just trying to act.
No music at all, okay. Right? And then sometimes they'll say, would you like to listen to something? And I'll say, yes, let's listen to whatever you would listen to if I wasn't in the car.
Oh, interesting.
And they never do that. They always insist on, no, what do you want? I argue with a guy for the whole ride about
it. That's nice, though. That's kind of you to put it that way.
That's what I want to do, though. Because, first of all, there's not any kind of music that if they put on for a 15, 20-minute drive, I'd be like, oh, I can't sit here and listen to this. The worst is, for some reason, taxi drivers in the Midwest love to put on NPR really loud.
Yes, I've had that here before.
Anywhere. NPR loud is weird.
Wow.
Well, just assume that someone wants to get in the car and listen to NPR.
It's like, quiet shouting.
Yeah, like you take Ubers when you're fucked Glass up. You don't want to listen to NPR.
What would you be like if you were an NPR?
I can't. I can't do any bits right now or a lot of conversation. That people, I know there's a small percentage of your audience.
Hey, Todd, let's do a quick pot quiz.
Sure, I love quizzes. Always have. No, everybody knows it. Is it wrong if I still want to go back in and talk about Uber? Because I really, I think I want to sell one thing I wanted to say. By the way, it shouldn't matter, but it does. But so just let me do it. I would say to the driver,
you're the Trump of this episode. You're going to get 11 minutes and these two are going to get 4
No, that's not true. That's not true. I'm defending myself. No, it is not. No, it is not.
All right, Todd, here's the question.
Of course, I'm going to be paranoid now.
What are the initials?
Hey, by the way, I did a show with three people last time. Go watch it.
NPR.
I was very fucking nice, like I always am. Thank you. Laugh, you dumb fucks. I know.
That's not their job.
Yes, it is.
No.
I'm nice to them when I talk to them off camera.
So we don't want them laughing, and then you get shaky cameras.
I love shaky cameras. That was my first country hit.
Todd, answer this question, and then I'm going to ask you to step out for a few minutes. What do the initials NPR stand for?
National, broad is a B. National,
P, I don't B. know. P, B, P, B. Oh, I was also gonna tell you another thing, Todd. Fisherman's Wharf.
The harder you make him try to say it, the funnier it is. Make him try, like he wants to be understood. Fisherman's See, that's good direction. If I was a director and I told him that scene became better.
Yeah, you're a dope director.
Well, thank you.
Speaking of dope, let's do some high history with our newer guests, Todd.
Oh, jeez.
We know how you got started.
He never answered the question right.
What question?
NPR.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Okay. National Public Radio. So, Michael... How did you get into it initially? What made you start smoking? We should be smoking more, you guys.
Yeah. High school.
Yeah, that's a proper place.
Wanting to be
start.
Popular, I think.
Okay.
Basically.
And, I remember the first time I thought I forgot who I was. Like, it was one of those where I think, oh, no one's going to know where to find me because I don't know who I am. That's a weird thought to have.
Yeah.
To self-kidnap.
Sure.
And then hold yourself hostage and not provide a way home. I don't know.
I can only think of dark things to say right now.
Was the question when the first time you smoked pot was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope so. I hope it wasn't, what does NPR mean?
Are you planning ahead for your answer?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I know it.
Okay,
I mean, like, I remember it.
When was it? Well, it was, first of all, only a few years ago, right?
I was 15.
There you go.
So 10 years ago, 9 years ago.
All right.
And we're driving.
A lady usually doesn't admit that kind of thing, but
I just
I guess once you're in the overalls.
I already said yeast infection.
The gloves are off.
Listen. Also, for the first time, I got a submission for an audition, and it said, no girls over 24. We don't want old women.
It really
That's
said old women in there?
Thing.
I like
yeah.
when they put an insult
25
there.
And up is old.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, first time I was smoking pot.
But you got in there, though, right?
No,
you
I was like, just like,
you
fuck.
Look 24 or younger.
I mean, yeah.
That was my joke I was making. I thought you were younger than that.
I appreciate that.
You know.
I'll take it.
Yeah, I was trying to. You're not the youngest guest on the show ever, then.
Not?
Mm-mm. We had a 10-year-old who was awesome. Worf! So, that's funny, Todd. I didn't know that I could incapacitate you with your laughter. Like, you can't keep talking if you're laughing.
He's been quiet for
it's
a
like
minute.
It's like his kryptonite.
He's enjoying the Lebowski over there. Todd, where's the riskiest place you've ever smoked? To put it in the tongue of Shakespeare?
Nowhere that. I wanted to see in Vegas. I knew it was gonna be cheesy, but I still wanted to see it. It was like Jersey Boys. It was something, but I think a lesser version like that. So I thought, I'll get high I have to be high to see it. Like, I have to see it ironically, because I know it's gonna be over the top. And so I was gonna get high in the bathroom, and I did, but then somebody walked in, like, just coincidentally, security, and you know, when they. I thought I got so nervous. I thought they were gonna like catch me because I was, you know. And
you were like in a stall or something?
Yeah, I thought that's just nothing worse than that. So no.
And you could see his shiny security shoes walking
no, when
up
I left,
to the
security guard walked in.
Oh, you were just.
I thought I'd smoke it real quick, blow it, put it out, get out.
Why in the bathroom?
Because where else would I do it? They didn't have vape pens
it's like
then.
It's such
so
a risky place.
I can't
it's
smoke it real quick.
Open.
I can't like take a quick hit like that. The process of doing it quickly, then I just walk away like not feeling very high, you know?
It's also weird. A very obvious thing when you're smoking. It's not like you can't smell it.
Yeah. I went in without being
it's
high.
It's not like it's
yeah.
sneaky.
You should
to
really
smoke
think
it.
About becoming a policeman.
That's why vapor pens are cool, because yeah. you can get away with them in a lot of places, but some places are hip to it and putting up signs and saying, you know, no vapor pens either.
It's like
but, you know, at least you can get away with it in a lot of places. Like when I'm on the road, people will hand them to me at the merch table or whatever after the show.
Perfect.
And I'll just take a little puff and, you know, look around, make sure there's nobody, you know, policey.
Now the pens make it a lot easier. You can like even just step away.
Yeah,
just,
the
you know.
Pens are nice.
Yeah, they really are cool for that. You're still using the pens? Because I heard a rumor that you thought that there was butane in a vapor pen.
Someone told me that wasn't true.
Yes, incorrect, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're good.
No, Honey Farm's been doing me good.
Yeah, yeah, they're great.
I wrote a song about them.
You No, you didn't.
I can't sing it today.
Come on.
I don't have the rights.
Honey Farm song.
I don't have the rights. No, I'm not a guy that can.
The rights? Isn't it a song you wrote?
I'm not a guy who can ad lib. No, oh no, I don't have a song.
Oh, it's to the tune of Sweet Caroline or some shit like that.
Honey Farm.
You want it to.
No, I don't. I wish I could sing, but if I.
He's really Todd's like a Tony Bennett kind of singer.
Thank you. That's what I thought, but I thought no one else thought it.
Yeah, no, I don't like Tony Bennett either. No, but you know how he's just sort of talk singing, and yes, we're gonna go to a break. Here we go. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code HIGH to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter HIGH, H-I-G-H, for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. I'll say it a third time. DraftKings.com.
Would you classify yourself as a geek, gamer, or pop culture nerd? Then Loot Crate is for you. Loot Crate is a subscription box service with $40+ worth of geek, gamer, and pop culture gear, collectibles, apparel, comics, etc., delivered to your mailbox every month. Every month there's a different theme, which are all inspired by classic movie and video game releases, as well as pulling from pop culture franchises. Call for some hard-hitting companions and get ready to summon an epic Loot Crate. They're celebrating all the monsters you could fit in your pocket and the ones you need some crazy circle drawing skills to bring to the mortal realm. This month's crate features an exclusive collectible they're told is the most important object in pretty much the whole universe, plus awesome items from Blizzard, Kid Robot, and more. Did we mention they ship to over 13 different countries too? You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
We're back.
Relax.
We're back to the all singing episode of Getting Dug with High. yeah, it was close to my Marvin the Martian impression. 1987 peepers are staring at us right now. Well, double that if you want to know the number of eyes. But theoretically, there might be an odd person with a... I know a girl had to wear an eye patch for a while. Question for Michael from Twitter. How was it voicing Invader Zim?
I honestly don't remember doing it. I think I did one episode and they literally just sliced it and diced it so many times that I still get checks for 43 cents and they call it a different episode, but I'm pretty sure I only did one.
C.D. Cooksey wanted to know that. Do you like Invader Zim, Todd?
I don't know what it is.
Me neither.
It's on National Public Radio.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what that's from either. What character is that in?
I don't know.
What's he in? What's...
I've never seen the show. I don't know what the show is, but I really enjoy it.
I know it's an alien.
Can you Google it?
It's Nickelodeon.
Oh.
Nickelodeon
has he has his own show?
Oh,
I can't believe
it's outer space.
I always thought I at least knew the names of those things. I didn't know that they were slipping by me like that.
Wow.
I'd never heard of it.
And, a lot of new stuff we're learning.
And Johnny Hemp, number one, wants to know, was Stuart your favorite character to play on Mad TV? I mean, it certainly was a character you did a lot and was always hilarious. I never got sick of that character.
I don't believe you for a second.
I'm absolutely serious. I agree.
That's like
it was really funny. Like it was like, why didn't that become a movie or something?
Because I would have had to hang myself at the end of it. Like this, at a certain point, it's really fun to do, but you don't. You know, like you don't want it to turn into a bad. Not like 1,000 people were asking me, by the way. Like
right,
we've got
to
have that movie in our studio. But it would be terrible. I think it would have been a bad movie. If it ever had been one.
Like you, like what level of SNL movie bad are we talking?
Well, I don't want to say.
You know, there's fans of the Al Franken movie. Some people like that
movie.
There
you go.
Like critics kind of liked it. Or It's Pat, maybe.
See, I got enough enjoyment out of it.
You like that one?
Enough.
What's the last movie you saw? I love this game with Todd.
You know what I mean by that? You know it wasn't the best movie, but you like it, the character so much where you get enough enjoyment
out of
the movie.
What's your favorite movie that's like that? That you feel like, oh, I'm so stupid for liking this, but people support me probably? Because if it's on TV, Todd, which is where you're seeing it, you're not buying a ticket. If it's on TV...
Right, your expectations are a little lower.
Right, but you're also, if it's on TV, it's probably a popular comedy.
Right.
You know, it's probably popular, even though some of those are terrible.
Right. So he's giving you a whole pass to admitting to something bad.
Yeah, what's one?
Oh, I know, it's your guilty pleasure. I just can't think of any. Everything.
Everything you watch is your guilty pleasure? Like
well,
the whole time you're watching
it,
you're like, I'm better than
oh,
this.
Oh, no. Oh, I understand the question now. a lot of that stuff where I think, but I can't think of one now.
I'm going to send you the questions ahead of time
next time
you're on the show.
I'm saying, because I'm high, so this is what you do. You get people high and then you tease them. It's like going, we were joking before the show. Here, everybody have sleeping pills, right? And then they want you to for the show. It's called Sleeping Pills with Doug. Then you start falling asleep. They go, what, are you falling asleep? You're falling asleep. Like, yeah, you get us high. So, yes, I do get lost, but I could find my way back.
I'm very nice to everybody. I get lost as well.
I know, but once I I defend myself, then you back down. I see you get scared.
No.
I'm kidding.
Jesus.
Now I'm feeling shitty because I make a joke and no one laughs. So great.
Well, I think I've said this on the show before. I don't want to be like Ralphie May telling the petting the dog story for a third time. But you laugh so hard sometimes when I say really mean things to you that encourages me to do that.
Well, because it's funny sometimes.
Right, that's the point.
When you make, when I get lost and you're like, oh, Todd's lost, he won't shut up. Well, that's what happens when I get
high. Right, but even if you haven't smoked any weed at all, you wouldn't know the last movie you saw or have a guilty pleasure that you could
suggest. I could tell you. I'm sure I could think of some if I wasn't high. Even now, I could probably try.
How many hours in the day are you not high?
Mostly, I only smoke
mostly?
At night.
Nighttime?
I used to smoke 3 nights a week, but I have to admit it's like 7 nights a week now.
You started early for us, because this is your job today.
I know. Well, I like it.
It's I like it, job. Too. Kimberly.
What's up?
If you had to guess
what
state in this great union of ours, per capita, most viewers, the last episode that we did, which was, that was the gang episode with Ron Funches and a bunch of other folks. Funches and Bunches.
Okay.
What state you think watched that episode the most?
What state?
Yeah, and Ron Funches, turns out, it's a great clue to the answer to that question.
Where's Ron Funches from? He has
Portland.
An accent. He's
Listen
from Portland?
To mm-hmm.
Oregon.
Correct! You guys did it!
I knew it.
Oregon's back for its third win.
He's from Oregon?
Yeah.
Oh, go Ducks.
Number two is D.C., which is always up there and cracks me up.
Really?
That in D.C., they're just watching the shit out of this show.
Really?
Yeah.
You know why? Because they're all smoking pot out there.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, my Uncle Lou with his political pot of the day.
Well, that's a good time for me to get into the...
I was doing it as a character. Even
that's what
I didn't
say. I had to give him a name.
We should do some pot topics, you guys.
Pot topics!
Wow, that was
weird that your
finger was on the button. That was ready to go. Have you seen our monkey friend?
Oh, okay.
How does that come
from
over there? Doug, how does
the
music come from over there all the time? It always, first of all, every time I'm surprised.
That's just where a speaker is in.
That cage full of children.
What do you think of that monkey, Kimberly?
I think I'm supposed to smoke out of it.
It's a lighter, but if you had to describe it with one word, like when I first handed it to you, what's your first thought about what... What word would you use to describe that monkey?
A bowl, because I thought that's what it was.
All right, pass it down to Michael. Todd's played this before. What do you think of that thing?
It looks like he's carrying an invisible burden.
Oh, so that
is
make,
that the right
does
answer?
That make him weigh more, you think?
Yeah, no, it's like he's holding his logs really low, like he's dragging logs.
Sure, sure. But just what do you think of it
wrong?
Just as a thing to hold in your hand? Like, what do you think? Like, is it would that be good for like a child, or would be a? Would you want to have that around children?
Yeah, I think a weird kid would
it's
like it.
It's a little
it.
Too.
This is creepy. Like his face has been cut off.
Yeah,
it's
so
off.
It's just scary. And just like, oh shit! Like, listen to how loud that. Why
how
did that make
it?
So much noise when I dropped it?
How do you light it?
Why do you think? You go like this. It comes out of his head.
Oh.
Which is just. Yeah. So. People,
which is now I get
people
it.
People will set their own beards on fire trying to figure out. How to get this guy
going.
It's
really weird.
But, yeah.
Be a nice gift for, like, a child arsonist.
Okay, well,
yeah.
I give up.
My cousin would have loved that.
Can I say something?
There's only so far I can go with it, Todd.
The anticipation.
Do you know what's supposed to be happening?
Yeah, the anticipation
So why
is,
don't you just say it?
I forget. I know it was something. In the anticipation of watching him try to say it, not knowing what it is, but knowing it's something, it was some word that sometimes they'll say. And when you drop it, that's the part when it gets really funny, but I don't remember why.
Well, that's what I always have to resort to. So people will like start to get like the idea I'm going for, you know? Because like some people, when you hand it to them, the first thing they say is, oh, wow, this is really, and then, but what people who don't say that right away tend to be hard for me to draw it out of because they just.
And what is it that you're drawing out?
For whatever reason, they don't think it's. Like, feel it. What do you think of that?
What's the answer?
Heavy monkey.
Heavy monkey. Hashtag heavy monkey.
Are you serious? That's so funny.
Wow.
I can't
God
believe
it. God damn it. Benson, fuck. God.
I love it every time.
It's like fucking just as good the first time. I couldn't remember. I knew it was something, and I was right, but I couldn't remember what it was, and that's what it was.
Oh, that goddamn monkey.
Wow.
I think I almost broke it with all the dropping it and stuff. But yeah.
It's a sturdy monkey. It should be sturdy instead of heavy.
He's got an air horn.
We gotta figure out where those monkeys come from, and like maybe that'll be a thing. It's like we'll give one away to a lucky viewer.
Look, they're too old. They're about 50.
They're too old? They're old monkeys.
Oh, get away from
heavy
that
old monkey.
They get violent when they're old.
It looks
they'll
like it's missing a banana.
Yeah, right?
It is.
He's got banana hooks going.
Yeah.
But we have two, right?
Poor little guy. We do have two, it's true. Just be careful with that.
Did you just run?
Be careful, Casey. Let's do, I think I mentioned Pot Topics a long time ago.
Pot Topics!
So they're a little slower now, the kids. They were just about to go off to a nap.
Who watched the debates last night? The GOP.
Not
yeah,
me.
You know me. They got together and had their things to say. And there was some, in the first time I've seen in political discourse in a while, I don't remember it coming up in the last time there was an election with a lot of debates, the pod question came up. You know, do you think it should be legal? And they all had kind of varying opinions. You know, like Rand Paul is all about states' rights, states decide. Let's get our noses out of it. And then Jeb Bush went the same way with it. It should be up to Colorado what goes on there. It's a state decision. Which, you know, by the way, nobody brings up that it's going great in Colorado.
Yeah.
Jeb Bush, a friend of mine told me that he's not as fun as he looks he is. No, he comes off funny. He's not that much fun in real life. If you meet him,
we're gonna do a second take of that. That's all right. That's why we do more than one take.
I thought that I got away with it. I swear to God, they'll get the gist of what I was saying.
Oh, we got the gist.
Yeah,
we appreciated the joke you made
because we
and then went doubled back and had some more fun with how you said it. I try to get as much comedy out of each moment as I can.
You know what? You do.
I do. We're going for comedy here.
You squeeze as much out of it.
I'll talk serious about, you know, pod topics like the debate last night because...
They're
very professional, I gotta say.
Yeah.
One of each race, all in a box.
Chris Christie, here's my mortal enemy. He jumps up in with, I'm not against medical marijuana, we do it in New Jersey. Wait, that's it? That's not bad.
That's like something.
But he went on to say something negative about it. And then Carly Fiorina, who I like in some ways, like she's not as bad as some of the other dudes up there, but she's like, I agree with Senator Paul about the states' rights thing, but she goes, we are misleading young people when we tell them that marijuana is just like having a beer. Who the fuck is telling a young person that marijuana is just like having a beer?
I tell them it's better than a beer.
Right? It's better in every single way.
It's so
every
many steps up from a beer.
Every possible way except for beer doesn't, you know,
I think they
give you lung cancer.
I think they compare it because not that two wrongs would make a right, but if it would, the argument against marijuana would like make a lot more sense if liquor was illegal. Then you'd go, well, liquor is dangerous too. They go, and if somebody goes, yeah, I know, I think that should be legal too. I get that. But I think when we're already admitted, at least it's, you know, it's legal here, they're saying that like pot, it's like no worse than that. So they use it as a, you know what I mean? Is going, you're already okay with that. Pot's not worse than that. So that in that sense, comparing it to go, it's, you know, it's not gonna cause as much damage.
Well, pot's better right? in many ways, but also I just don't know, I haven't seen this advertisement or I don't know who out there is, you know, telling kids that it's the same thing as a beer.
I am.
You're the one that's perpetuating that, Tom?
Well, I think that might be.
I'm being serious. So we can get you.
Because I don't say it like,
stop.
It's like a beer, but
please
I think.
Stop doing that.
I don't mean on the fun of the drug. I mean comparing it like when you're defending it legalized. I think that's when I do it. No, I don't go, oh, it's just, no, it's because it's not. It's better. But I use it as a comparison. Never mind.
Jeb Bush admitted that he smoked like in high school.
I knew he looked fun.
And didn't make any excuses for it, really, and sort of laughed it off, but also because, he says the state should make up their own mind. But then Carly said, marijuana the kids are smoking today is not the same as the marijuana that Jeb Bush smoked 40 years ago, which is, sounds good as a line to say in a debate, but, yeah, it's stronger, but it's still not alcohol.
I think she's sensitive about it, though, because, she lost a kid to addiction. No, so I think she's probably sensitive.
She really went off about the addiction thing. And then Chris Christie, that's the part that's not in here. He went off about it being a gateway. He said gateway twice. Damn. Just kept saying gateway. And he's like, I'm like, why don't you just ask somebody to shut down the gateway? You bully. I made that joke up as I was talking.
By the way, we're doing heroin in the next segment of
this
show.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Okay. Step it up. Welcome to Gateway with Doug. Get in Gateway with Doug. The gateway thing, I'm just so tired of it. I mean, I made that movie where I quit for 30 days and then smoked a lot for 30 days. In 2000, it came out in 2007. And,
is it available anywhere? Perhaps on Amazon?
Yeah, I don't get any money from it, but I don't need to mention it.
Don't you watch it.
Yeah. Plus, people come up to me, like, in places, and they loudly say, super high me. And I'm just like, oh, Doug Benson would have been quiet.
When he did the water joke, where he said, and I brought my own water, I actually felt almost bad for him. That's how much that didn't go over. But for some reason, it made me not like him, because I think it shows that, when he pulls the water out, the one guy who says, he goes, and I know you're going through a drought. I brought my own water. and no one laughed at all. He had to pull it from underneath. He couldn't even act like it was a side thought. He goes, and I did bring my own. And he brought it up. Nobody laughed. And you felt like I felt bad for him.
Where is it you think this happened?
It happened on the debates.
Which debates?
Marco Rubio. Last night. Marco Rubio
did that last night? Yeah.
I could have sworn you were describing a scene from Super High Me.
Me too.
Wait, am I not right? There's someone out there here agreeing with one of us. Someone watching this is going, no, Todd's right. He knew what he was talking about.
No, you're right. Right. I just didn't know.
But Todd,
you didn't see that as the debate.
Todd, you're fine.
Todd, you have to admit, the entire debate, the audience levels were low. Because when you could tell there was a big loud applause break, it sounded quiet. You know what I mean? The whole thing had a quietness to it.
So it killed?
I don't think it killed. I don't think it killed. But was he really awkward after he said it?
It felt like bad for him.
I asked earlier if anybody watched the debates and you
Well, I didn't watch it enough to talk about it.
This that's why I didn't think you were talking about the debates.
Part of it to talk about.
Oh, okay. I watched the debates. And the other thing I didn't like that I felt bad about when they try to have fit, not something that comes from their heart, but something that they want to look like comes from the heart. They rehearse this sort of, and when they go, and one guy lowers his voice because it's an impersonation instead of doing it, he goes, and we could do this. And I'm like, oh no,
you look like Ted Cruz.
Yes.
Yeah. Ted Cruz knows his camera, he bangs his camera and takes a breath, and he almost flirts as he says something that, with a shake
of
the head.
Yeah, he's driving it home.
He's very theatrical.
You know a better example? When Chris Christie goes, turn those cameras around. Because it's about you. I'm like, oh, shut up. Just be good and be honest, and we'll decide what you are. You don't tell people who you are.
It's weird that they have a speech ready for every potential question.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want a whole fucking speech?
How about kill myself. If somebody just said in two sentences what they thought, and then shut their mouth, it would be amazing. You don't have to fill the entire time.
He goes, turn it around, because you know what, folks? This should be a parody of somebody doing this. Somebody actually thinks this isn't cheesy to go, turn those cameras around. This is about you. Anybody's out there going, honey, I like this guy. He thinks it's about us. No. You got to admire it. He said, turn the cameras around. He thinks, I need a president that thinks it's about us. Who the fuck are you fooling with that bullshit? It's about you. Shut up. Don't be phony. Nobody phony can run a good country. I hope. Maybe that makes sense. Maybe it doesn't. Either way, I didn't get paid for it, so I don't feel guilty.
Jeb Bush tweeted during the debate.
During it?
He tweeted, sorry, Mom.
Oh, yeah. Because he also made a reference to the fact that his mom would probably be upset that he just admitted that he smoked weed in high school.
He didn't use a comma.
I thought he said sorry because of his shitty job at the debate. I thought that he was
Mom.
I shit myself again.
I feel like that's important. You should use.
He did all right, I guess.
Grammar, but if you're tweeting as the you know, as like someone in power, like, right? They're not comedians. They can't, you can't just like use you are as your on Twitter.
You can't?
You can't, right?
I mean, I'm all about, I'll erase a tweet and retype it in if I realize there's a typo in it.
Me too. But yeah. Sometimes
I've deleted
it's
that when I've
goes
done
really
it wrong.
Far
it
and bums you're like, me out. Should I?
It makes me feel like a big dumb.
It really is. It's like stumbling through a sentence, word wise.
Anybody? Right? Anybody? Hello?
We'll be back.
That's right, Todd. We got to go do another commercial break.
Can I ask you?
We're almost done. We're getting to the end almost.
Can I ask a quick favor? I've been very
sure,
good.
Sure, real quick.
In San Diego, I'm going to be at the American Comedy Club.
Uh-huh.
And it's the only one date I'm plugging because I still need like a little band. Like, you email me at Todd Glass Comedy, like if you're a drummer and a keyboard guy, just like a little, be my like...
He needs a band.
Yeah, like a two-piece.
He needs
San Diego.
He needs some people on stage that he can abuse for the entire
San
show.
Diego. San Diego.
San Diego, American Comedy Company.
Email me Todd Glass Comedy at Gmail.
At Gmail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Gmail.
I bought all the...
Todd Glass Comedy at Gmail?
Yeah, I bought all the... I bought every type of scenario with Todd Glass. Did you see John Mulaney, what he tweeted
about... ToddGlass.org.
The John Mulaney. I really like this tweet. He said that,
I just threw to a commercial break about 2 minutes ago.
I'm done.
John Mulaney. That's a tease. We'll tell you the John Mulaney tweet when we come back.
Todd, have you tried one of these?
Yes.
It's the best thing in the world.
I think Todd only does this show to get this red licorice.
No, seriously.
Todd, I've never had licorice this good. It feels like it's fresh.
We were talking about it before the show.
I brought it over here and we started talking about it and we're like, it's the best.
And what's it called?
It's called
Australia's Daryl Lee, spelled like tea though, like it's drink, L-E-A. Strawberry liquor.
From Trader Joe's. Oh, this is the type of product where people are going to maybe go buy it. And they're not going to go, it's good. They're going to go, no, it's that good. It's unbelievable. Those f***ing guys were right. It's great. Let me bring it home.
That wasn't appropriate. Stuff like that. 2,262 viewers at this point. And Todd was telling us about a John Mulaney tweet that he enjoyed.
Well, it said,
He forgot.
No, I remember. He said, who are we talking about? Not John Mulaney, but the guy. Donald Trump says he can negotiate, but his Twitter name is the real Donald Trump. He couldn't get just Donald Trump. So you can't even negotiate your own Twitter. And how are you going to negotiate with the Japanese people? I mean, his was a lot shorter, but that made a lot of sense. I can negotiate. You can't even get your own fucking Twitter. That's a good tweet from John Mulaney. He needs the plug, all right? He called me this afternoon.
No,
he
said, you're right, too.
Like John Mulaney said, please mention my tweets
sure
on
Dutch. Sure, the Japanese show. Appreciate it, too.
Why, are they here?
No, I'm just...
I wouldn't have said anything.
Been discussing other places that he would be bad at negotiating with, but...
Exactly.
Yeah. But that could be one of another place that would be bad.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say real quick a couple of things. First of all, that Colorado, the statistics say that total Colorado highway fatalities are 20% lower this year than the average since 2002. So it's a marked difference in the amount of fatalities on the roads in Colorado because people are... it says here at the bottom of the card, one theory is that people are actually replacing alcohol with marijuana, which is what I was about to say, leading to less dangerous driving conditions. Less driving, probably, too, because, smoke a bowl and decide to eat in, I'll just finish that box of licorice that I brought back from the show.
So good.
We just showed that fake commercial that we made with you talking about how much you love this licorice.
I keep thinking they're going to send someone to my house.
Yeah, didn't they say they'd do that, maybe?
Somebody at the company has to be aware.
I think they said something about not wanting to be associated with a drug
program. Oh, really? Well, guess what? You already are. You know what? That's like tomato juice doesn't want vodka. Yes, it does. Don't act like people don't eat this when they're hot. You don't want to be associated with drugs? Well, you benefit by it. Well, get off your high horse and let us be a sponsor. We love the product. Stop the shit. Let's start. This is the ad right here, you dumb fucks. This is good licorice. No one's going to sell it better than me. Nobody. This doesn't disappoint. When people go buy it, they don't go, Todd was right.
We just showed the commercial, Todd.
Well, I like to do it again.
This is a shirt that Kimberly sells on the internet of some woman's breasts. What's the website called? Tit Tees?
CustomTitTees.com. It's TITTEES.
CustomTitTees.com.
Yeah, and 15% of the sales go to a rape, abuse, incest, national network charity. It's all American made. Free the nipple.
Awesome.
I just like boobs, like, you know?
Yeah, who doesn't? Show
boobs
hands.
Are fine.
Are you guys ready to watch a magic trick?
Yeah.
All right, here comes Gabe, everybody. It's Gabe time.
Oh, we have a magician?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is amazing.
Kimberly, mind helping me?
Oh, sure.
First part. All right, I'm going to have you cut off half of the deck onto my hand.
Oh. Okay.
You seem like you're getting a lot of fights.
That's exactly not true at all.
Does magic make
take this
people mad?
Okay.
Shuffle it up as much as you want.
Okay, okay.
Good hair.
It can be however you want.
Okay.
Good hair thing. Good hair.
Thanks, man.
Sculpting?
Like sculpting hair.
All right, now we're going to do this.
Solid beard, too.
Oh, thanks. You're just we're going to trade the top card.
Okay.
But mine for yours.
Okay.
All right.
Did you feel the invisible
wall go? And then turn over your top card.
Okay. Should I show you?
Both look. They happen to match.
I think you guys have to participate.
All right, place that one back in the center.
Okay.
And then hand them to Todd.
Yeah, here we go, Todd. Get in the game.
All right, Todd, shuffle the cards as much as you want.
I get nervous doing anything, but I'll try my hardest.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Here we go.
All right, take your top card, hand it to me.
This is crazy.
Wait a minute.
All right, now turn it over.
Okay.
How did you do that?
They match? They don't match.
Yeah, they do.
Nine of clubs.
Oh, I thought the spades had to match too.
All right.
No, is that
place it back in the center?
Place it back in the center. This keeps going.
Okay. Where do I get?
Place it back in the center. Place it back in the center.
Yes, sir.
Jesus, I've never been so nervous. I know. I escaped out of Nazi Germany.
All right, let's trade top cards.
Come back, Mr. Glass.
Turn him over. Oh.
How do you do that?
He did it again.
I do this all day. But I won't.
Where?
You can do it all day, but
that's fantastic.
I think three times is a perfect amount of times to do that because you have three guests. But we could have done that. I could have come back in. You could have done one on me too if you want to go all day.
Wow.
But good job, you guys.
That was impressive.
That was fun watching you watch that.
Was it really?
Yeah, it's a good time every time. Let's do some plugs. Everybody's got plugs, including me. Except Michael, what's your plug situation? Where should people look for you? What are you doing?
Watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I direct some of those.
Oh, that's sweet.
And Mike and Molly's. And a movie's coming out, I think, in the spring.
What
called,
movie?
They just changed the name. I think it's called The Boss now. That's it.
The Boss. Not The Intern?
It's a Melissa McCarthy movie.
Oh, okay. Mm,
the best.
That spy movie was terrific.
Yeah,
enjoyed that a great deal. What about you, Kimberly? That there's the place to get the t-shirts. What else is What else is going on?
You know, follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. There's things going to be happening one day.
You Periscope a lot.
I do Periscope a lot.
What is
I'm
that?
I'm working on something. I can't talk about it yet.
But what is Periscope?
But I have like shows, I'll put them on Twitter. I'm not ready for this moment.
But what is
You're
Periscope?
Not ready to plug
Periscope
something?
Periscope is live streaming video.
On your computer.
On your phone. You get it on your phone and it connects
so
to your Twitter.
Easy,
and then you just click record and you go live.
And you're broadcasting?
And you're broadcasting.
All by yourself.
All by yourself.
To where?
And people are watching.
You can be with people.
It notifies people and they watch
Party,
and then they have
music
chat.
Park.
And they chat on the screen while they watch
airports.
You.
I do it a lot in airports.
It's like traveling podcasts.
Why? When are we going to stop having to work?
It's like, ridiculous.
I got to do my podcast while I'm going through security.
Yeah, I don't think we should have to move anymore.
Some of it's fun, though. Whoa, whoa. You know when you have to go underneath the airport at O'Hare on those long moving walkways? Yeah, on that I like to, that's a fun time to Periscope. Todd's going to be at the LA Podcast Festival this Friday and Saturday. Yeah.
No big deal.
Visit ToddGlass.com. ToddGlass.com for tour dates and info. That's ToddGlass.com. And I'm doing shows at LA Podfest this weekend as well. And Will, how can you watch LA Podfest cast if you're not in LA this weekend? We'll just go to LA Podfest. Hang on, Todd, with that. I'm trying to. Don't you want mixed mess? You didn't have to crumple up.
I did it. I got enough out of it.
You're stepping on the plug about this thing we're doing this weekend.
I apologize.
Yeah. just eat your licorice. That might be the last piece we'll ever have. So enjoy it.
Your bowel movement's gonna be fucking crazy tomorrow. It's gonna be like.
Who loves licorice?
You just ate a whole bucket of red, ropey licorice.
It's like the worst
that
candy.
You didn't. I saw you would take like one chew, and so they're basically halves going down.
You're gonna have to put yellow police tape around wherever you take that. Crime scene shit. Purchase the live stream of the LA Podfest at lapodfest.com and use the promo code DLM for $5 off of whatever it costs.
Nice.
Why DLM?
It costs $800. DLM is Douglas Movies, one of the two or three or four podcasts I'll be doing over the weekend. And I'm doing stand-up soon in Buffalo, New York. So go to douglasmovies.com for all my tour dates. Subscribe to the show if you haven't already. Click the like button if you haven't already. How can you not have liked this show? My guests, Michael McDonald, Todd Glass, and Kimberly Hawken. Great job, you guys.
God bless.
Don't forget about mugs and t-shirts and your blue cards. These guys are going to sign some. Here, Todd,
God
sign
bless.
This card with this Sharpay right here.
God bless, Doug.
Throw your signature on there. So that's your your goodbye thing now, Todd? You say God bless?
I just say God bless because every day I'm here, I'm thanking the good Lord for giving me what I love. You
that
know,
just says, that sounds like that sounds like you're making fun of religious folks or something.
I don't think so. I think
sounds
I'm
like you truly feel that way.
No, I'm just thanking the man upstairs.
By the way, people
man. I think this one's.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
You people say, too, Kimberly, we're signing the cards, you guys.
There was a car that crashed through the front of
proof
a window.
That it happens.
At a place where there's a row of stores and somebody crashes through, and then the guy owned the store. He goes, "I want to thank God, just you know that nobody was in the way when the car went through. They got hit." So he believes there's a God that instead of just making the whole accident not happening, he believes in a God that plans the car to go through the window, but then doesn't make anybody get killed. What that's at least a moron at best, if that's their plan. So there's nobody doing that.
What's our hair, Dave?
That's his plan. I want to thank their whole neighborhood blew up and I lived. I want to thank God. Really? That was his plan to blow everybody up and let you live?
Our next show is going to be either Monday, September 21st or Tuesday, September 22nd. If it's Monday, it could be any time during the day. If it's Tuesday, it has to be in the morning. That's what we've narrowed it down to so far. So look at the YouTube page for updates on that. And we'll see you on Monday or Tuesday.
God bless everybody.
God bless.